Blog Talk Radio.
How am I not how far the best fighter in the world? You tell me.
Because you're retired? But you got full credit for both of those wins, Floyd.
No,
that's why you became a superstar.
No, I did not.
Yes,
no,
you
I did.
Did
not. No, I
sure
did
you
not.
Did.
Toward an inevitable path to
destruction. All of them black men. All of them on the police block. Ultimately stigmatized, unappreciative of the stature they've held as professional athletes. And that is the moment when race becomes more prevalent than ever. What the rest of the world is learning is something most folks in the black community have known for quite some time. That while the need to conform is acceptable for most, it is something far too many black athletes disdain. Why else would Burris be fined more than 35 times? Why is Allen Iverson just as famous for practice, man? We're talking about practice, as he is for his game. Why else would Larry Johnson allegedly spit in someone's face and think he can get away with it? Why would Pac-Man Jones fight his own security guard, knowing he's already under a no-tolerance policy? Why did Commissioner David Stern ever feel the need for a dress code in the NBA? It's because time and again, we see a black athlete step forward and give the rest of America the proverbial finger. It seems to be their way of saying, look, I got millions. I've made it. How you like me now? The shame and burden for any of these athletes is not just the trouble they found themselves in, but their insensitivity toward the lives they ultimately taint with their actions. The benefit of the doubt gets replaced by a presumption of guilt for themselves, their contemporaries, and those in pursuit of similar success. And where exactly does that end up leaving black America? Even with a black man as the next president of the United States of America.
Ooh-wee! I know y'all heard Stephen J on that one right there, and that leads me into my topic for today. I'm talking about anger management, and anger is something that we all have in common. Regardless if we all get angry at somebody in our life, but I'm telling you, no one's perfect, but so somebody at least gets mad at somebody at least one time during the day. But how are you going to put up with that anger? And that's why I'm talking about anger management. And not only am I talking about athletes, but I'm talking about just your everyday people. And anger is an emotional state that varies in an intensity from mild irritation to intense fury and rage. Like other emotions, it is accompanied by physiological and biological changes. When you get angry, your heart rate and blood pressure goes up, as do levels of your energy hormones, adrenaline, and noradrenaline. Anger can be caused by external and internal events, which means internally you might just get mad and somebody might be like, well, what's wrong with you? And you'd be like, I don't know. It could be, that means internally means something that you might have thought of, something that made you mad from your past. Maybe somebody, you might have got bullied when you was a kid. Maybe you thought about when your parents, or maybe somebody came at you the way your parents came at you when you was young. And you was like, oh, nuh-uh. You can't come at me like that. That's internally. Externally means as it like maybe you might get to work and your supervisor gets on your nerves, or that, or you might just feel the bad negative vibe from your coworkers, and you just something right there just triggers you to react externally, and then that's what I mean by that. Or I mean internally and externally anger. I mean it varies, and especially in the morning, you never know what's going to happen. For a prime example, when I got to work this morning, this one lady just started just going off on me. Obviously, something else happened because I was the first person she comes in contact with that, I mean, at least at my employment, and then it might not have been her first stop for the day, but at least when she first came by the bank, and first thing she said, it was just straight, she ain't taking no mess, but one, I didn't really express no anger towards her, but I had to be firm and let her know that that ain't happening up in here. And also, you know, not only was I firm, but I was also nice, and I was showing assertiveness. So what that leads me to is an expressing anger. A natural way to express anger is to respond aggressively. Anger is a natural adaptive response to threats. It inspires powerful, often aggressive feelings and behaviors which allow us to fight and defend ourselves. A certain amount of anger, therefore, is necessary to our survival. But on the other hand, what I'm trying to say is we cannot lash out at every person that irritates or annoys us. There is laws in place that don't allow us to do that. And also, we all have common sense. We are blessed with common sense to know that I cannot sit here and go off on that person. For one, you don't want to lose your job, because at the end of the day, if you got a family, you got to feed your family. But if you ain't got a family, at the end of the day, you got to feed yourself, and don't nobody want to go hungry. And for two, I know for me, I don't want nobody to see them get to me. So what I'm saying is, we can't lash out on everybody who irritates us or annoys us. People use a variety of both conscious and unconscious processes to deal with their angry feelings. The three main approaches are expressing, suppressing, and calming. Number one, expressing your angry feelings. If you express them assertively, that is the healthiest way to express your anger. To do this, you have to learn how to make clear of what your needs are and how to get them met. But most importantly, you must know how to do those two things without hurting others. Being assertive doesn't mean being pushy or demanding. It means being respectful of yourself and others. Anger can be suppressed and then converted or redirected. This happens when you hold in your anger. Stop thinking about it and focus on something positive. The aim is to inhibit or suppress your anger and convert it into more constructive behavior. But let me tell you, the danger in this type of response is that if you don't let the outward expression, your anger can turn inward, which that means turn inward on yourself. Anger can turn inward and it might cause hypertension, high blood pressure, or it can cause depression. And depression is something that we all hit a state of in our life too as well. I mean, no one's perfect. So this leads me to unexpressed anger. It can create other problems. It can lead to pathological expressions of anger, such as passive aggressive behavior. This means getting back at people indirectly without telling them why, rather than confronting them head on. Or a personality that seems perpetually cynical and hostile. People who are constantly putting others down, criticizing everything, and making cynical comments haven't learned how to constructively express their anger. Not surprisingly, they don't have many successful relationships. And this leads me to the goal. The goal of anger management is to reduce both your emotional feelings and the physiological arousal that anger causes. You can't get rid of or avoid the things or people that enrage you, nor can you change them. But most importantly, you can control your reactions. Like I said earlier, don't let nobody see you sweat. And that leads me to, why are some people more angry than others? I mean, honestly, some people are just more hot-headed than others. They get angry more easily, more intensely than others do. They also show their anger in the loud, spectacular ways, but are really grumpy. Easily angry people don't always curse and throw things. Sometimes they withdraw socially. That's when you might see some people sulk, or some people might just write, "I don't feel good," which means they become physically ill. And then that just means that they not out cursing you out, but then they just kind of bring it upon themselves, and that's when you see people pout and do things like that. People who are easily angered generally have what some psychologists call a low tolerance for frustration, meaning simply that they should not have to be subject to frustration, inconvenience, or annoyance. They can't take things in stride. They can't just take things, you know, they just can't go through the day and just take things as they go. It's like, okay, they made me mad, you know, oh, well, but I'm not going to shake it off. What they do is they just let it get to them. You know, for example, being corrected for a minor mistake. And if somebody correct me for a minor mistake, what I do, I take it with a grain of salt, take it as constructive criticism, and that's how I feel like everybody should take it, because I feel like the best part of trying to be successful is knowing that you do not know everything. So you might as well be open to constructive criticism. Don't always think somebody is out to get you. You know, some just take it with a grain of salt and grow from it. So with that being said, I hope you guys just really take what I have to say about being angry in the work field. Just take it. Be aware of it. That's why I'm coming at you like this. Just be aware of how people are coming at you, and everybody is not out to get you. You know what I mean? The world is not out to get you. The world is just waiting for you to make that decision, for you to step up and make it. That's all I'm trying to say. So I hope everybody takes this with a grain of salt. Thank you for tuning in to Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. It's really been my pleasure. I'll be back at you again next week. You can reach me at Twitter, Soar Every Day, or you can go check out my Facebook and go give my Facebook page a like. It's facebook.com/Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. Well, I'm doing great things. I got my first men's convention coming up February 23rd here in Lubbock, Texas. It's going to be at a local church called the Praise Center. I feel like I've been blessed in that area. So if you're here in Lubbock, come out. I'm going to be promoting it like no other as for the progression of my shows goes. I'm telling you, it's all I can say, it's a blessing. And get ready, put your seatbelts on because I'm getting ready. Oh, you can't even put your seatbelt on because I'm flying, baby. I'm soaring through the air. Once again, you can reach me at facebook.com/Saving Our Athletes Respectfully, or you can reach me at Twitter, at Soar Every Day, or you can also email me. And my email address is soareveryday@gmail.com. I hope everyone have a blessed evening. Enjoy the rest of your night. And
Have a blessed night. Everybody take care. Don't forget the sword, baby.